You are listening to Social Media Decoded, a podcast dedicated to helping entrepreneurs and business owners simplify social media and thrive online. We provide actionable information that you can use and see results. I'm your host, Michelle Thames, and let's get started. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Social Media Decoded podcast, the number one podcast to help you understand social media better so that you grow your business, get more clients, and monetize. And hey, visionaries, I'm gonna start calling y'all visionaries because I know everybody listening is a visionary person. And today I want to talk about navigating 2024, y'all. I'm pulling back the curtain on my personal brand's marketing strategy for 2024. Okay, I'm telling y'all all the tea from LinkedIn to retreats and webinars. I'm going to share with you the platforms and the tactics that I am focused on. Okay, if you are a coach, consultant, speaker, agency owner, podcaster, author, influencer, all those things, because you're a creative, you're a creative entrepreneur. This episode, my friend, is going to give you a glimpse into a strategy that could help you on your next move. Okay, so I'm going to share my strategy in hopes, you know, that it can help someone. Now, I know everybody's strategy is different and there is no one size fit all. I want to say that. I'm just giving you the tactics and the strategies that I'm going to be using or that I have been using and plan to use. Okay, so let's get into it. So 2024 is already shaping up to be an exhilarating year. I mean, there has been so many things that have happened that I've been so excited about, and just continuing to see the change in digital marketing and in the social media world, I'm really excited about that. With a mix of digital marketing, and this year I'm doing in-person events. My goal, I've sat down and got really, really clear on what I want to do. And my goal is to amplify my personal brand and also create meaningful, lasting connections. So I want to bring up social media, which is the first thing that I want to talk about. It is the front line of engagement. So you may or may not know, but Instagram is bae, okay? Instagram is my top platform, serving as one of the heartbeats of my digital presence. Now, I love Facebook as well. I try to focus on multi-channel marketing, which I've talked about before. Omnipresence is definitely something that I've been working on for years. Now, y'all, I've been doing this 15 years, so I know you may not be everywhere, and that is perfectly okay, but find the places where you are and begin to really build there. So Instagram is my top platform. It's where I connect, share, and engage with my community on a daily basis. Make sure you head on over to Instagram and follow me right now. Why are you not following me, friend, if you're not following me? At Michelle L. Thames. Let me know that you listen to this podcast episode, okay? And again, like I said, following closely behind Instagram is Facebook. I do have a Facebook community. You may be a part of that Facebook community, Cashflow Queens. Hey, Queens. And my personal Facebook profile, which has turned into a Facebook page. And also, I have a professional Facebook page. Now, I really only utilize my professional Facebook profile and my Facebook group. I utilize my Facebook group a lot. I do lives in there. So come on over if you're not a part of the Facebook group. We go live two Wednesdays out of the month. So come on over there and join us. And I've been focusing on LinkedIn. Now, LinkedIn, I've been on there a while. I know things have changed, but this year I hired a coach and I took one of her courses, and I've really been implementing more over on LinkedIn, talking about my professional background in marketing, what I've done for different brands and businesses that I've worked with and partnered with. I've been a part of some amazing campaigns that I could only have dreamed of being a part of. And I wanted to start sharing that and sharing my techniques and sharing like what I did in those roles. So sharing more of the behind the scenes of my journey, you know, in marketing and leadership. So I have been sharing that over on LinkedIn. And I think that each of these platforms play a crucial role in fostering my professional connections and showcasing my thought leadership. I really enjoy Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn, but there are different platforms. They're different platforms. This year, I'm also going to be focusing on YouTube in Q2. So expect more video content. I do have a YouTube channel. I did update it in 2020 and 2021, and I added some podcast video episodes in 2023. But this year, I plan to really get back to YouTube. So expect more video content that adds value, continues to educate and entertain. And I'm excited to get back over on YouTube. If you're on YouTube, let me know. Let me know. I want to check out your channel too. Next, I want to talk about email. Okay, y'all know I love email. If you're on my email list, you know I send daily emails somewhat. Emails are, I feel, personal letters in the digital age. And I, like I said, send them daily. And with each launch, I'm coming up on a launch, y'all. I cannot believe this. I haven't did a launch since probably 2020. And with the launch, it's definitely going to be more emails. And so I want to give y'all a sneak peek. I am coming up on launching a brand new webinar on April 5th and 6th, 2024. So mark your calendars. It will be all about personal branding and really building a profitable but magnetic personal brand that can, you know, help you do so many amazing things with your business. Okay, so the frequency does increase on my emails when things are going on, like if there's a campaign I'm doing, if I'm doing a challenge, if I'm doing a webinar, if I'm launching. So those are just some things to think about. I really love email. If you have an email list, you should think about a strategy to consistently communicate. So on Mondays, I send out a newsletter with some recaps, some updates. Friday is usually my podcast email, and in between, I love to send client updates. I love to send what I'm thinking about, what I'm reading. There are so many things I send my email list. The main thing is value, right? I send them value. So that's what I'm going to be doing with my email list this year. Now I want to talk about events because I just really started getting into events in 2021. I held my first event in Chicago. It was called Content Palooza. It was so fun. Everybody came. We created content. We had lunch. We had some speakers. It was such a vibe. And so after that, I definitely decided that I wanted to do more events. I think events are where connections come to life, and events are a cornerstone of my business model. So I've added that to my business model. And I am hosting this year a one-day event in June, a two-day conference in November in Chicago. Say these dates, y'all. And I am hosting another retreat in September. I'm coming up on hosting my second retreat this year in Miami. My first retreat of the year was Scottsdale, Arizona, the Wealthy Women's Weekend. It was amazing. The women had an amazing time. We worked on business plans. We did photo shoots, we got content, we planned out our year, we worked on our calendars, we organized it was such an amazing time. And I can't wait for my next one coming up in just a few weeks in April, April 11th through the 14th in Miami. If you did not get a chance to get in on any of these retreats and you're like, Michelle, I didn't even know you did retreats. Well, friend, don't worry. I'm telling you now, right? I'm going to talk more about this too. But if you want to get in on the September retreat, make sure you follow me over on Instagram at Michelle L. Thames. I will be releasing the waitlist and the applications to the September retreat really soon. Now, my retreats are very intimate, no more than 15 people in my retreat. So I'm really, really, really excited to continue to do these retreats. So September is my next retreat. And I really love that each event is designed not just to educate, but to create an ecosystem of learning, of networking, and growth. The magic of events, I really love, right? And the thing about that is they're lead generation machines. They offer unparalleled opportunities for you to connect with your potential clients and partners face to face. And so this is why I love that I am focusing more on events moving forward, online and offline events, because in-person events, it's still something about just meeting in person that is magical. And next up, I want to talk about my signature program. This has been a lot of decision making, a lot of thoughts, a lot of things that I have changed over this last year. And I decided to focus on my signature program. And so at the heart of my strategy is the Magnetic Mastery Marketing Academy. It is a 12-month program designed to transform your personal brand. It's designed to transform, to help you be the sought after, visionary thought leader that you know that you are. And you will be sought after. Okay. You will be visible on social media. You will know how to run your business. I have so many tools and resources. We have a bank of templates. We have masterclasses. We meet every single week. Yes, you heard that right. I am meeting with my group coaching program every single week. Now we have a Q&A. We bring in a speaker to teach us a new topic. And we also have implementation and planning that is so important to me. So we also have templates, like I said, resources. You're trying to figure out how you want to create a lead magnet, no problem. You want to know how you should show up on your discovery calls, no problem. Marketing is far wide, right? There's so many different aspects to it. And in my program, I make sure that I equip you with everything you need to be magnetic with your marketing, to be visible, okay, to show up on social media so that you attract these opportunities. But not only that, when you attract the opportunities, how do you close the clients? How do you get on that discovery call? What do you even say? You want to start a membership program? Cool. I know that was a lot, but I got you, friend. Okay. I got you. I feel like the Magnetic Mastery Marketing Academy is a one-stop shop for all the things that you need to be successful in your business, to market your business, to get the visibility that you deserve. Because we're going to work on how you're going to leverage organic marketing, get yourself and your business visible so that your content attracts those ideal clients and customers. Okay. So again, this program is designed to transform your brand through social media, speaking opportunities, paid trainings, everything. This program is where I funnel all of my leads from everywhere. So I decided that I wanted to focus on my one program and really develop it. I've been developing it for over 2 years. Shout out to MMM, the women that have been a part of this program. I appreciate you. And we'll be opening the doors again soon. So if this sounds like you're like, Michelle, this definitely sounds like a program that I would love to be a part of. There are other women entrepreneurs part of the group. We have a private group chat where I'm always available to chat with you and answer your questions, to look over one of our students just sent a proposal today for me to look over. She just got invited to speak in a different country internationally. Okay. So the MMM members are speaking internationally. They're hosting retreats. They are doing amazing things. They are speaking on stages. They are writing books. One of our members has become a best-selling author in 2023. Shout out to Brenda. So yes, I want you all, if this sounds like something that you're like, yes, Michelle, sounds like something I want to be a part of, definitely stay tuned. We'll be opening the doors for that. So, 2024 marketing strategy, I want y'all to know, is different, right? And I want you to know, and the reason why I wanted to share my marketing strategy and what I'm doing is because everybody does things different. You may see people doing challenges, webinars, all of those things. In my case, are lead generation tools, right? I'm hosting events. I am nurturing my audience. I am providing value. I am showing up. I have a strategic plan, right? I'm not just coming on this podcast every day, just talking mumbo jumbo. I'm not just showing up on social media without a plan, right? So by leveraging each of the platforms, their unique strengths, and creating spaces for meaningful interaction, the goal is not just to grow my brand, but to enrich the lives of those it touches. Like, that is my most important thing. Like, I know I said a lot of strategies, a lot of different things today, but if anything, that is the most important thing for me, to enrich the lives of people, to help people. That is why I do what I do. So if my journey resonates with you or sparks curiosity, I invite you again to connect with me further. Follow me on Instagram at Michelle L. Thames. If you're intrigued by the Magnetic Mastery Marketing Academy, definitely shoot me a DM. I would love to tell you more, or any of the upcoming events that I spoke about, definitely send me a DM. I will be posting about those events as well. But I want to thank you so much for tuning into Social Media Decoded and checking out my 2024 marketing blueprint. Again, my blueprint may look different from your blueprint, but if you can take anything or anything that may have been helpful, definitely take it and apply it. So here's to a year of growth, connection, and magnetic attraction. Until next time, my friends, keep decoding the secrets to your success. Thank you so much for being a listener of the Social Media Decoded podcast. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. I hope that you got some gems. If you got some gems, make sure to tag me on Instagram at Michelle L. Thames and share those gems with me. I cannot wait to talk to you all in the next one.